Hi there. The word for you today is worry. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious and worried about your life." Now, the Lord is not condemning you for having a legitimate concern about your responsibilities. What he's condemning here is having a mindset that keeps leaving him out of the equation, or turning to him only as a last resort. Destructive anxiety subtracts God from the future, faces uncertainties with no faith, tallies up the challenges of today and tomorrow, and forgets to include God's promises and his faithfulness. Jesus told his disciples, "I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough." Note the words, "whether you have enough." That's what we worry about, isn't it? Shortfalls, sickness, layoff, economic downturns. Look, faced with feeding 5,000 hungry people, the disciples had the same worry. Philip, one of the disciples, did an audit. John 6, verse 7. 8 months' wages, he said, would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. How do you suppose Jesus felt in that moment? You see, standing next to them was the solution to their problems. But they didn't go to him until their back was to the wall and they had no answers. In their hands, 5 loaves and 2 fish looked like nothing. But in his hands, it was more than enough to feed the multitude and solve their problem. Can you imagine it? As the bread kept multiplying in their hands, surely they must have come to the point where they said, "Lord, why did I ever doubt you?" You've felt that way, haven't you? So, let your problems drive you into the arms of Jesus. And when you get there, stay there.